We are joined now live on Good Morning New Hampshire, our network of news talk stations, the pulse of an HGMI studios, former Vice President Mike Pence. Good morning. How are you, sir? Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jack, and it's great to be on Good Morning New Hampshire and to be back in the Granite State.
You're here for a luncheon and just a little bit, I believe, in Bedford. Is that correct?
We are. We just arrived in Bedford, and we'll be speaking to the Republican Women's Group. The Lilac Luncheon is back. And we're going to be spending an enjoyable day all across New Hampshire. But it's great to start the day with you.
Well, thank you, sir. And I want to ask you a question we asked Mike Bauer, our national correspondent with NBC News in the last hour. I kind of went off script. And we're going into Memorial Day, and I hope some people take pause on the meaning of Memorial Day. And we just had Richard Battle on from Texas, a regular contributor who had lost his son, talking about grief and grieving. And I want to ask you a question. I asked Mike Bauer, as former vice president and someone who may or may not run for president in 2024, as we go into Memorial Day weekend, Mr. Vice President, what is the mood of America currently? What are people? What's our mood in general as a nation?
Well, Jack, first, thank you for acknowledging and remembering what Memorial Day is all about. You know, there's a day in November when we remember those who served and came home. But Memorial Day is the day that we pause as a nation and remember those who served and did not come home. My dad saw combat in Korea and came back with a medal on his chest, but he said the heroes were the guys that didn't get to come home and get married and raise families and live lives here in the greatest nation on earth. And so I commend you for that. I thank you for that. There'll be a lot of picnics and you know, great celebrations and times out on the boat as the summer starts. We're going to go to the Indianapolis 500, our great tradition back home in Indiana, but we'll also be taking some time to remember all of those who served. And I think with regard to the mood of the nation, I think obviously our hearts are all broken in the wake of what happened in Uvalde, Texas, in wake of what happened in Buffalo. But I still believe the American people know that we live in the freest and greatest nation in the history of the world, and we'll see our way through these challenging times.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, you weighed in just the other night in that and leading up to it. You weighed in on the governor's race in Georgia, Governor Kemp, a friend of yours, the Republican governor. I think you were proud to do that. And we know that your former boss, Donald Trump, supported his challenger, and we know Governor Kemp became out quite successful, and therefore, you went a different way than your former boss, which is fine and happens in politics. But I would ask you kind of this question from the heart, or do you wish former President Trump would kind of move on from the last election and his feeling about the vote and the election results and not sort of play a get-even game? I know he didn't criticize you directly the other day, but his campaign, or something, not campaign, but his folks called you desperate. They say that they saved your political career when he made you the vice president. You're desperate and kind of the name calling. Do you wish the former president would kind of, in a sense, grow up and move on, or do you think it's understandable?
Look, people are entitled to their own opinions, but I said yes in a heartbeat when Governor Brian Kemp asked me to come and campaign for him, because I think Governor Sununu would agree with Brian Kemp is simply one of the most successful conservative governors in America. He has delivered for their economy, delivered for public safety, election integrity, the right to life, and I was honored to be able to go down and support him. And I think that landslide victory that he won in that primary gives evidence of the fact that while some want to make this election year about the past, the Republican Party is the party of the future, and they endorsed his great leadership here. I think you're going to see people rallying at the events I'm at in New Hampshire today behind a forward-looking vision, because, you know, we're facing a lot of challenges. I mean, the Biden administration seems to invent ways almost every day to weaken America at home and abroad. Families are struggling under an avalanche of inflation and high gasoline prices, and people want solutions. They want to focus on the future, and I got to tell you that vote in on Tuesday in Georgia gave evidence the Republican Party is the party of the future.
And is it the party that's bigger than you or Donald Trump, or because the president seems to be trying to make it is the party bigger than Donald Trump, the Republican Party?
I love to tell people I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. I've been involved in the Republican Party since my early 20s. I was actually active in the Democratic Party before that, Jack, believe it or not. And so, yeah, the Republican Party's been around since we elected our first president, 16th president, named Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, Jack, grew up in Indiana, if you didn't know that. And I'm proud to be a part of the Republican Party, and I really believe we are the party of the future.
Do you think there are any laws, Mr. Vice President Hoy, what you go after the tragedy in Texas, that Congress or Washington should pass to prevent a tragedy like this happening in the future? Is there any law that we can pass to stop the next person that wants to commit mass murder?
Well, first, I mean, let me respond not as a former vice president, but as a father, a grandfather, and the husband of a 30-year elementary school teacher, and tell you that we're heartbroken over this unspeakable tragedy in Uvalde, Texas, and and equally so over the violence that took place at the top supermarket in Buffalo not long ago, not far from here. And I just want people to know that they've been on our hearts. They'll remain in our prayers. But it's not surprising that President Biden and the Democrats have sought to politicize these tragedies with their latest call for gun control. But I think most Americans know it. The guns weren't responsible for that heinous crime. The gunmen who committed those monstrous acts are responsible for those crimes. But let me say, I do believe there are answers to this, to get to your question, Jack. I think we can, like we did after the Parkland shooting, we brought together people on the right and the left, Republicans and Democrats, and we passed the Stop School Violence Act that was endorsed by gun control advocates and the NRA. Literally, it got passed almost unanimously in the Congress, provided funding for safety measures at public schools, helped teachers and local police identify risks of violence. I think we ought to double down on making our schools safer. We ought to double down on a new commitment to confronting mental illness in America. We ought to be strengthening families, supporting law enforcement. Those are the pillars of how we end this scourge of violence, mass shootings at our schools, at our places of worship. And I'm going to continue to champion those things with everything I've got.
And we're going to let you go on this one, former Vice President Mike Pence, in New Hampshire physically today to attend a luncheon in Bedford. Former Vice President Mike Pence, John Decker, regular contributor on our show, national correspondent, covers the Supreme Court and national news. I think he's the only member of the bar of the national media. He's very professional. He said on the show a week or two ago, he thinks in June, mid to late June, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 ruling, will rule, in essence, ancillary case that they're ruling on, will overturn Roe versus Wade and send abortion rights back to the states. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think that should happen in states like New Hampshire, send this decision back to the states?
It is my hope and prayer. As someone who's been involved in the cause of life since early on in my life, that the time has come for the Supreme Court to send Roe versus Wade to the ash heap of history where it belongs. It was wrongly decided. It's morally wrong. But we will hear, as the Dobbs case approaches, Jack, we will hear people say that by overturning Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court is banning abortion. But what I'm sure your listeners on Good Morning New Hampshire understand is by overturning Roe, we're simply returning the question of abortion to the states and to the American people where it belongs. And then on a state-by-state basis, you know, here in New Hampshire, us back in Indiana, everywhere across the country, pro-life advocates like me will continue to stand for the sanctity of life. We'll sort this thing out in the democratic process. But I must tell you, with nearly 50 years past, 62 million unborn babies aborted, generations of women, many of whom experience a lifetime of regret, the time has come to overturn Roe versus Wade and give this country a fresh start for life. And my prayer is that those five justices in that Supreme Court decision will have the courage of their convictions to see it through.
Mike Pence, have a good, safe Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for being in New Hampshire. Enjoy your lunch, and thank you for the gracious time. Have a great Memorial Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Great to be on Good Morning New Hampshire.